This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, if you only knew. I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. What? The last-minute rampage as you hear all that wonderful music kicking in. Oh, look at, did you miss me? We've been gone. You haven't been here. I haven't seen you at my place. We've been gone all weekend. Seriously. And there's so much going on in the news. So I don't think, I don't know, should I take like 5 hours to deal? You wouldn't like that, would you? You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just truly being engaged, truly being involved. After the break, Kimberly Marin's going to join us like she does every week. Always appreciate her insight, would you say, on issues that are going down. And she, you know, she's on the East Coast. She's in New Hampshire, as we used to say. New Hampshire, for those of you who don't understand Bostonese. And so she got a whole different perspective, or she gets a different perspective there on politics. And being from New Hampshire, being an independent, I'd say more conservative-leaning. Boy, you can only imagine what it's like when she starts to get into it with people. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Head up to the website, thereelside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a lot you can do up there. There's a lot you can do to be involved in the conversation. And you should be, very much should be, involved in the conversation. Also, if you go up there, two things. You can either sign up for the text messaging, and that's really simple. If you don't want to go to the website to do that, you got your phone in your hand, all you got to do is text TRS, right? For those of you who can't figure it out, it's The Real Side, right? TRS to 313131. Really that simple. No brain surgery required.
Echo.
Echo. Echo, 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 echo. Well, we'll see what we can do about that. Probably nothing, but I'll try. Here, we'll try it that way. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And if you head up to the website, you know, don't just hang. Go over to the store, buy a coffee mug. Still time to get them there for Christmas. I ain't signing it, though, because they get wiped out of the dishwasher. But coffee tastes better in a TRS mug, I'm telling you. And if it doesn't, it's your taste buds. It's not the mug. All right, there's T-shirts, all kinds of fun stuff you can buy to help support the show every way you can. So let's just get to it, because this is like fun story night. There's so many crazy things happening that I had a lot to pick from, and I'm sure I can poke Kimberly really a lot. You know, I always love it when she gets off the show, when she finishes her segment. Most of the time, she can't go to bed for like 3 hours. She's so wound up. So according to Investor's Business Daily, what they're referring to, non-citizens, illegals, how's that? They're driving up welfare in uninsured roles. Now that's census data. That's not Joe. Immigration reform, I mean, think about it. What does it mean to a Dem? What does it mean to a Republican? To a Democrat, it means opening the borders, giving them all citizenship, and allowing them to take advantage of the benefit packages we have, or the benefits we have, or whatever you want to call them, entitlement programs, whatever it is that makes you understand. How much do non-citizens cost the rest of the country? Think about it. If you believe the census data looking at welfare and uninsured people in America, that data shows that non-citizens are almost twice as likely to get welfare benefits. Non-citizens are almost twice as likely to get welfare benefits and more than three times as likely to be uninsured because they don't want you to know where they are, right? I mean, this is what I say. I've said this a million times. You keep encouraging them to come over the border. You keep encouraging people to come here illegally. And then they hide. Ultimately, they hide. So you're already starting this free life that they come here for. The reasons they come here to be free, and you know, a lot of them come here because it is a law-based country, unlike some of the countries they're coming out of. And yet they come here and they're hiding from the law. How does that make any sense? The Center for Immigration Studies poured through the census poverty and welfare data. They found a shockingly high percentage of non-citizens benefit from the federal government. Just take food. Reports found, for example, that 45% of households headed by a non-citizen reported using food programs in 2014. That's the latest year, by the way, for which census data is available. That compares with 21% for U.S. citizens. For those of you, you know, who don't have enough toes and fingers, that's almost twice as much, a little over. Half of the non-citizen households reported using Medicaid, compared with 23% for citizens. Again, when they keep telling you they put no burden on us, they put no burden on the country, they do. And when they talk about the tax rule, that these people pay taxes too, it's a play on words. Because they're not paying payroll taxes, that's for sure. They're not paying into Social Security or any of those things, that's for sure. What they mean by that is they're paying sales tax. Well, everybody pays sales tax. We'll talk more about this on the other side of the break. I'm sure Kimberly would love to hear more on this. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to the Real Side. Be back in a little bit.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash in coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
They caused an explosion. Is this true?
Yes, it's true. This man has no...
I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and being part of the conversation. Always a pleasure. Head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll. Lots going on up there. There's lots you can get involved with. Like I've been saying, we've been pushing text messaging. Since we can't get the message out any other way, we found out, we have people that aren't being notified on Facebook or Twitter or any other way. So I figure the one place they can't nail me right now, give them time, is, well, except in California where they were looking to tax text messages. Anyway, we're doing text messaging. So send me your request and I get an email out to you or a text message out to you, let you know the show's starting. Text it to TRS at 313131. That's TRS at 31-31-31. Let me bring her on because I know she's raring to go. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every Monday to kind of kick it off. Try to help us get a grasp on reality of what's going on in the news. It's just craziness. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
Lots of fun. But I got to tell you, what I was talking about, see, I want to jump right back into it because I want to hear your heart start to race and pump like crazy because I know this will make you nuts. Well, because, you know, you always hear about how the illegals, they're paying taxes too and they're covering their part of the bill and, like, you know, you want to choke on this stuff. But here's some easy numbers for you, right? So the recent report that was put out by the Center for Immigration Studies said that 45% of the households headed by non-citizens use food programs, okay? Now, the latest year that we have for solid information, like 2014-15, but you know it's only grown from there, right? That compares with 21% for U.S. So 45% of non-U.S. citizen households who don't pay into the system are taking out, you know, money out of the programs as opposed to 21% of U.S. citizens. And half of those illegal alien households are also taking advantage of Medicare as compared to 23% of Americans or citizens, right? Now, wait a minute. Before you say anything, no, come on, I got to poke you here a lot. According to you're welcome. According to the report, too, 31% of non-citizen households, ready for this one, got cash benefits and took advantage of earned income tax credits compared to 10% of the citizenry of this country. So overall, 63% of non-citizen-headed households got some kind of welfare from this government compared to 35% of U.S. citizens. What do you think? We're on radio.
I'm not surprised.
Go ahead.
This is one of the arguments I was using, and it's not just there. It doesn't stop there. That's legal immigrants, correct?
No. Not just legal. No, they're according to the census. These are people, they won't call them undocumented or, you know, they won't call them illegals, right?
Right.
So, no, these are people here that are legally. That they can't.
So this is only that's only according to the census, so the numbers are really higher, correct?
I would say, I would agree with you.
Because the census, I don't fill out the census, I just write that I'm human. I don't fill out anything else on the census. Serious. It's none of their business.
Well.
But, so, how honest are people being on this census, especially when they have some government hack coming to your house that you don't know? If you're an illegal, why do you...
Yeah, but think about something. Even if you're here, if you're here illegally and you are telling the truth or what have you, this is done by Investor Daily News, but... Even these numbers are out of control, are they not?
Yes, absolutely. There's facts out there, too, that legal immigrants receive a lot of benefits as well. You know, people that are legally here. So how many people are we going to keep letting into this country that are basically feeding out of the trough but not putting it back into it? And that doesn't even include what
bank.
but what you're talking about with the benefits, the welfare benefits that they're getting, including health care, et cetera, you know, whereas the middle class can't even afford health care anymore. Thanks, Obama. That doesn't include the money that is being used to educate their children and give them special education because they can't speak English often, which takes away from legal immigrants and American children, actual citizens who were born here. And it goes on and on and on. I mean, we're talking, this is hundreds of billions of dollars, if not more, every single year that taxpayers have to foot the bill for these people, especially those who are illegally here. How much are they actually going to pay in taxes if they're working some job under the table? or working some job illegally with an illegally gotten Social Security number. What kind of job do you think they're getting? They're not making $100,000 a year.
Yeah. Are you suggesting that they're not paying into the system properly? Is that kind of what you're saying?
Not if they're getting all kinds of benefits and getting the earned income credit. No, they're not. The earned income credit is a welfare check at the end of the year, is what it is. Because you have kids and you make under a certain amount of money.
Yeah, it. Look at this craziness is not going to end soon. You see what's going on at the border right now. And matter of fact, it's been kind of quiet. And you know why it's been quiet? It's because all the dust up that's been happening with Mueller and those people that started on Friday. And then you heard about the judge out of Texas deeming that Obamacare, like we didn't know this already, right? But that Obamacare is illegal, unconstitutional.
Right.
But that kind of throws me a little bit, because I don't see how this was up in front of the Supreme Court already, right?
Yep.
They tweaked it a bit and said it was fine, it was a tax, it was a whatever. And now this judge in Texas gets it and says, no, actually it's not fine. It doesn't make any sense to me. Can you shed any light on this, or are you confused like I am?
No, I have no idea what they're thinking, what they're doing. It should have never been considered constitutional by the SCOTUS. So that screwed everybody up. This guy's doing, this judge said it's not, it's unconstitutional, but it's, if it has to go back to the Supreme Court, what's going to happen?
I know.
The same justices are on there.
Right. With the exception of one, right?
So. Right.
Yeah, I don't know. So much came at us on Friday. It was hard to digest. Extremely
yep,
hard to digest.
Exactly.
All right, we're going to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. Kimberly Marin joins us. Don't go far. We're going to talk about Iowa school districts that are adding hunting to the curriculum. I think it's wonderful. We'll be back in a minute.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The deep state began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. He's going to pay the price for his conduct. The board of directors at CBS announced former CEO Les Moonves will not get his $120 million severance package. Moonves forced out in September following allegations of sexual misconduct. In other news, Comey on Capitol Hill, the former head of the FBI, James Comey, testifying in front of Republican lawmakers who have plenty of questions for him.
Last time he 245 times he said he didn't know, couldn't remember, so we hope he answers more questions. I think I'm going to ask him about the Comey memos. You know, he did seven different memos back when he was meeting with the president, meeting with the chief of staff, so I'm going to ask him questions about things he wrote in there.
That's Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan, who had hoped to get some answers out of Comey.
Remember, he called the Clinton investigation a matter. I think he mishandled both investigations.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature's fruits and veggies in a capsule.
I went to have my blood test done a few weeks ago, and I met the doctor, and he was really encouraged by my progress, and I showed him what I was taking, and he started looking at all the ingredients, and he said, I'm really impressed with the shiitake mushroom. And he said, this stuff, it could clean out your arteries. And I'm like, oh, wow. He said, you may be onto something here. And he said, you just keep that up, and maybe you can start cutting back on your medication. And he says, you're helping your health by doing that. And I'm like, whoa, endorsement by the doctor.
When you call, use discount code USA, and we'll take 35% off your first month's order and ship it to you free. Call 800-246-8751. That's 1-800-246-8751. Or go online to balanceofnature.com and use discount code USA.
Gentlemen, Ciccolini here may talk like an idiot and look like an idiot, but don't let that fool you. He really is an idiot.
We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with us. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, and texting and tweeting, and truly just being part of the conversation, being part of the process. Again, remember, head up to the website, therealside.com. Give me your email address. We do send out an email once a week, let you know what's going on in the show. Or you can prefer to get a text message, and that's really simple, too. Just text TRS to 313131, TRS to 313131. All right, let me bring her on, because I know she's chomping at the bit. Kimberly Marin joins me, as she does every week. I help get her wound up. She helps me bring some clarity to the craziness from the weekend. Hey, Kimberly, how you doing?
I'm just lovely. How are you?
If I could only have recorded the conversation during the break. I mean, really. So, right? I mean, just craziness. Anyway, I love these stories. And you know that there's people out there just going out of their minds trying to figure out how to fix this. Because you got those loons that run across, what is it, the Freedom from Religion freaks. They run all across the country. You know, I'm sure they'd get rid of every telephone pole they could find because it looks too much like a cross. And they go through these little towns that are in no man's land. The people are perfectly happy with the cross in the middle of town, you know, founded by whatever. They show up and they have to save you from yourself, right, to get rid of the cross. Now you have Iowa school district, God, here, for Iowa. Districts add a hunter's ed course to the curriculum. So beginning next spring, middle school students in two Iowa school districts will receive hunter's safety as part of their physical education class. Both the North Butler and Clarksville Community School Districts, again, we should applaud them, deliver a mandatory hunter safety course in the 7th and 8th grades. Isn't that wonderful? I think it's great.
I think it's, honestly, I think all kids should learn gun safety.
I don't see anything wrong with it.
No, it would so that way if they happen upon a firearm, right, whether it's a parent or it's a friend house or whatever, they know how to safely deal with it. Not just leave it there and run and hope somebody else doesn't grab it and do something with it.
Or pick it up and start playing with it. How about that?
Right. Yeah, the kids have done that. I mean, I think it would be smart to teach them all safety. Doesn't mean that they have to learn how to shoot. It doesn't mean any of that, but at least teach them gun safety, like Eddie Eagle type stuff. That's what they should be doing. But I think a hunter's ed class is great. If there's, especially if there's a lot of kids whose families hunt,
right?
They're going to be taking the class anyway, right? If they're actual hunters, but why not teach those other kids safety as well?
I agree with you. No, I totally agree with you. I think this is one of those things. You know, there are a lot of hunters in Iowa, and why not teach them safety? And it's not just gun safety. They're doing, you know, with the, what do they call it, archery, bows and arrows, what have you. And they're teaching them how to just have safety while they're out in the woods to begin with, while they're out hunting as a whole. Oh, my God, some real logic safety skills. And, you know, there's some loons in Los Angeles, and I'm sure New York City and San Francisco are going, oh, my God, why would you do this to these kids? These poor kids, you're going to have to scare them with those guns in it. Like, you know what? Just crawl back into your bed and cover yourself nice and comfy, cozy there with your clap-on lights and leave the rest of us alone. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think it's you know, it's a valuable lesson, even if you're never going to hunt. To be honest with you, I might probably take a hunter's ed class, even though I never plan on hunting, just so I know, you know, the how it's done and what people have to be aware of.
You think, you know,
it just
makes
sense.
Things like you shouldn't be wearing fur coats out there in the middle of the woods when you're out hunting, that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, well, when are the seasons? I mean, you can look that up on the web, but, you know, I don't know all the rules and all the different things to be careful of or look out for. Not that I'm off hiking in the woods, but
no,
I used to.
For some of these guys, this is like a religion. They can't wait till the season comes up. You know, my brother...
Oh, God, yeah. I know plenty of hunters, yeah.
Oh, my brother, Brian, used to hang out in a tree with his son. I mean, they had those platforms. They would douse themselves in deer urine. I mean, come on. It's, you know what I mean? There's some stuff I know somebody makes up just to make us look stupid. I think that's one of them. Anyway.
I don't have the patience to do that. That's one of the reasons I could never hunt. I don't have the patience to sit still for that long.
I can't. Can you imagine? I mean, he has to sit up for 3, 4, 5 hours before one comes along.
No, you know, I couldn't do it.
4.5 hours in a tree, one comes along, you sneeze, it's over, right? At that point, you become a target.
Right? And God forbid you miss.
Oh, God. All right.
Then you're really going to be mad.
So here's more to get your blood boiling, even though it was pulled today. But you know the California was trying to tax texting, right? And so the California Public Utilities Commission has withdrawn a proposal that would have added a surcharge for text messages sent from a cell phone across the state, right? This is only after the Federal Communications Commission declared that text messaging was an information service. So you can't tax information services. These guys in California are so desperate for tax money, now that they have total control of the legislature, they want to be able to spend without check, you know, without any kind of checkpoint or anything like that. And on top of it, they were going to make it 2 years back retro. Think about that. So the
I missed that because I got disconnected.
You got disconnected? Which part did you miss?
Sorry.
Do I have to start all over again? Anyway.
No, you don't.
No, but
sorry.
What happened was the PUC, you know, Public Utilities Commission said that, look, you can't do that. I mean, the Public Utilities Commission withdrew their proposal because the Federal Communications Commission said, hey, you can't tax text messaging. It's an information service, right? And you know these guys are sitting there up in a legislature going, we'll figure something else out. They want to tax now as much as they can because they have total control of the legislature. There's no way to stop them on their spending. They're going to go after the home, real estate taxes. And right now we have gasoline tax to pay. They're working on a mileage tax, right? They're working on a professional services tax. Think about that. Doctors, lawyers,
wow,
and that kind of thing, right? It's just not going to stop. Because they need more money. They are. I just did an article We are $1.3 trillion in the hole. When you lay out our, you know, 5 years worth of what we owe for pensions and that kind of thing, this place has got to go down in order to clean up.
Well, and the problem is the people that are paying all the taxes, eventually they're just going to leave. They're all just going to leave. And then what are you going to be left with?
No, they're doing that now.
Well, they're already fleeing, right?
Yeah.
Companies and people, individuals, are fleeing California because it's ridiculous. Besides the infringements on your freedoms left and right, you can't. You pay to breathe. You pay taxes on your breathing, for God's sakes.
So it's, here's, but you know what started this part of this? So
what?
the state put out a mandate that people with low income, right, were supposed to get a special kind of cell service where they wouldn't be paying, they'd be paying like a third of what everybody else is paying. Right?
Yeah.
So by paying a third of what everybody else is paying, you're also paying a third of the taxes that everybody else is paying. So the government comes back and says, oh, man, we're not getting, what happened to all this tax money? Oh, we're not getting that. So let's tax these people. You know, the people who have the money or may have the money or are paying full bang for this. Where does that make sense? See, again, it always comes back to we're giving those people, all right, some may need some help, but my God, not forever. Give them a flip phone, for God's sakes.
There's already a program. The feds already do a program like this.
Yes. Obama.
So is this on top of the federal program?
I don't know. This is a state. Maybe the people who can't qualify for the Fed program.
Oh my God! And they're also these people are also getting subsidized cable too. You know.
Oh, they get all
internet.
Please don't get me started. We can go someday. We should do a show all around that. We'll go down a list of all the subsidized programs you can get from the state, virtually living for next to nothing based on the amount of money they're willing to give you. Right?
Yeah, and there's no conditions. Yeah, you have to make under a certain amount, but why would you ever make over that amount? Because as soon as you make a dollar over that amount, you'll lose all these benefits.
Oh. That was the whole thing with welfare for the longest time. You couldn't own a car. There was so many things you could. I mean, you could have a 69 Pinto ready to explode, and they would ding you for having a car. You couldn't have a savings account with more than a couple hundred bucks in it. It was like, why bother? And once you get on, you're stuck on it. Anyway.
Yep.
Quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll see the real side. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here, because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
There is the theory of the Möbius, a twist in the fabric of space where time becomes a loop, from which there is no escape.
He was a famous trumpet man out Chicago way.
We are back. You know, I wish she wasn't so whacked. She's got a great voice, Bette Midler. I love her music. I even like her humor. Can't stand her politics, though. Which, you know, for me, I'm just a stubborn enough of an Italian to go, I'm not listening to her anymore. I'm done. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. Joining me now to help us stay on track is Kimberly Marin. She joins us every week to deal with the issues. Yeah, right? The issues of the day. Well, it's already going to start, right? Anyhow, I always appreciate your time with me. Look, tell people where they can find you in case we get into this and forget.
New Hampshire Political Buzz, GraniteRock.com, and on Twitter at ConservativeIND.
Now, you're
and
not...
I can't get us on track. Wait. Right, I can't get us on track because this country, the train of this country has gone way off the tracks over the past 20 years.
Oh, and it's headed down the road all by itself, all over the place, but not in our direction.
Nope.
You're right. So how far are you from D.C.?
Hours wise?
Yeah, I mean, if you got in your car and started driving, how long would it take you to get there?
I don't even know. Not that long. It's not that far. I mean, I can take a train there. I think a train is only 6 hours.
Okay. Well, no, because I got an event I think you should go to coming up this spring. And
what?
It's being held in D.C., and they're trying to get as many people there as they can. It is healing from your internalized, how to heal from your internalized whiteness. Okay?
And,
why are you laughing?
Because I'm pink on the inside.
So across the country this spring, three-day training sessions will be taking place to help heal the condition of whiteness. If you have about $500 in a few days this spring and you live near Washington, D.C., New York City, or Oakland, you can participate in the Everyday Feminism Training. It's titled Healing from the Internalized Whiteness. Now, according to its website, the training will help you stop arguing with white people about racism and discover how to invite them into your racial justice work and help them heal and liberate them. Are you throwing up yet?
I'm going to be liberated from my own self. They're going to teach me how to hate myself because of the color of my skin I was born with. Is that it? I mean, that's what it sounds like. Well, healing from my internal whiteness. I was born this way. There's nothing I can do to change it, nor do I want to.
Wait a minute.
This if you can't deal with that, that's your problem, not mine, kid.
So according to the website, you ready for this? Internalized whiteness is the trauma of people of European descent being turned into white people by white supremacy and then being taught that whiteness is good. But it doesn't exist. There's a lot to unpack here. That's why they're doing it in 3 days and for mere $500. Because it's very hard to turn around 400 or 500 years of this garbage.
So
this is good. This is too good. I'm sorry.
I don't even know what to say. Like, okay, I'm not supposed to believe I'm good. I mean, I don't care what the color of a person's skin.
I don't either.
We're all humans and we all bleed the same color blood. What is their point?
This is a feminist group. And if you notice.
Oh, my God.
There you go. If you notice across the country when you deal with this, right, it's always a professor of feminist studies doing these things. You ever notice that?
That's because they have to try to justify their being because they're useless. They're useless to women. They're useless to universities. They're useless in general. They are useless. And this is proof, further proof.
Well, I see, this is the stuff I always tell people that are listening. Tell my listeners, look, if you're sending your kids to school, if you're paying for your kid to go to school, and you are, even with taxes you're paying. So if you're paying for your kid to go to school or what have you, this is stuff you need to know about. It. You need to deal with. You need to hit head on and not let it go. That's kind of like where my head's at.
You know,
go ahead.
For years, everybody was like, you know what? We all need to be equal. We all need to treat each other as equal human beings. You shouldn't see skin color. I wasn't brought up to see skin color. A lot of people were not. Some people were. There's always going to be people who are racist or sexist or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But so for all these years, we were told, you know what? We're all human beings. We're all the same. We're all Americans. Treat each other that way and the way you want to be treated. Now, they've completely done a 360 because people were doing just that. And they're saying, nope, you need to hate white people. You need to hate yourself. One set of people are better than another because the color of their skin. It's really, it's the same thing they're doing with, the, you know, transgenderism and trying to say that men are actually women and letting men be call themselves women. They're doing a 360. It's like they ran out of stuff to do to try to fight for equality and justice, whatever. And now they're creating new things and making things worse.
Yeah, it's always, to me, it's really funny how they want to force stuff down our throats. They want us to take this and believe it no matter what. And if we question it at all, we're wrong. Even if we ask questions for clarity, we're bigots, homophobes, transphobes, and all
right.
of that. And I think you're starting to see, even, look at this, even my friends on the left are starting to get irritated with all of this, you know, all the sexual orientation stuff or what have you. Even they're saying, look, enough is enough. Can we stop this garbage? Can we stop playing this game?
Well, there's a lot of feminists, actual feminists, who are left-wing, who are not about this whole trans
That's
women
true.
Thing, taking over, you know, being called women and taking over that kind of role. So there is that section on the left who is not for that. I'm surprised they haven't just been deemed, you know, non-feminist anymore. But they're like the radical, hardcore feminists who are like, wait a minute. We've been fighting for equality all these years. Now you're going to let men come in and say they're
yeah.
women?
It's funny.
And compete against us?
Yeah, you start and watch this stuff happen, and the real old-time feminists that are hopping up going, wait a minute, what is this all about? It's really, isn't it fun to watch them start eating their own? You kind of sit back and go,
yes.
Okay, I want to see how you're going to fight this one out. Let's see how you make
yep.
this one happen.
And you know what's going to happen? I think somebody talked about this before. In the left, in the Democrat Party, there's different ladders and different tiers of victimhood, right? Because everything's, to be a Democrat, you have to be a victim of some sort, right? I mean, that's what they tell everybody. You're a victim. That's why you have to vote for us, blah, blah, blah. So, you know, some victims are better than others, and they switch spots sometimes. You know, maybe one day
yeah.
Black Lives Matter, maybe another day Trans Lives Matter, but then, you know, they push down the other victim groups that they've created. This is going on. They do. They end up eating their own because they have them fighting against each other.
Oh, yeah. Somebody told me, if you ever want to see a Democrat firing squad, just go look, because it's a circle. They stand in a circle with all the guns pointing inward. You know, they can't get away from this craziness. All right.
Yep.
So since we're on this, and since you're all riled up about this, there's a question being asked in Los Angeles, you know, with the parade coming up and everything. So shan't there be a female, male, or gender neutral? Now, for many across the... Well, Santa Claus is known,
oh,
right?
For God's sakes.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm serious. So, because his appearance has been the same for so long, and he looks like an old man, you know, old white man, right?
Saint Nicholas. He was a real person.
But he's
These
outdated.
People are ridiculous.
He's outdated from modern times, right?
You know, no, he's not.
A question has been asked if they should modernize Saint Nick and bring him into the new world. Bring him into the, you know, shouldn't he be depicted as gender neutral so he can be accepted by everybody?
Who cares if everyone accepts him? They do it or not. Look, my neighbor looks like Santa Claus, and he actually dresses up like him around Christmas time for the kids. So are you trying to tell me that doesn't actually exist? By the way, I got my dog Tank's photo taken with Santa Claus last weekend, and Santa looked like Saint Nicholas, but it was a woman.
I saw that.
Not a big deal. I mean, Tank doesn't know the difference. Well, Tank probably actually does know the difference, but it's not a big deal. But they were still Santa Claus, the representation of Santa Claus that we've all known and loved all these years. Why do they want to ruin that? You know what? You want to create something on your own? Some little freaking troll Christmas thing that you can start looking up to and having fun with? You go ahead. Saint Nicholas, Santa Claus, was after a certain person, was actually that's where it came from.
Yep.
It's not some made-up fairy tale. And even if you think it is, if you
yeah,
think it's a made-up fairy tale, just ignore it then.
The only reason it was a guy, though, is because they, you know, they wouldn't let women dress up in big red suits. I don't know. It must have been.
Well, I'm sure that was probably
oppression.
Part of it.
Yeah.
His wife dressed in red.
There you go. All right. Where can they find you, quick?
Conservative INDN, Twitter, New Hampshire Political Buzz, and
a whole bunch of other places.
Whatever. Merry Christmas, everyone.
I'm Joe with Senior Host. When we come back, we're going to talk about the schools that have been ordered to teach 8-year-olds that boys can have periods, too. There you go. We'll be back.